If I were just to mention a performance yesterday from any NFL team and you weren't watching it either on Sunday Ticket or you were at least at the very least Red Zone or something, it's easy to just look at a box score and be like, man, that guy had an amazing day or that guy sucked. And that might be the case. Like, that may be true. Like, CJ Stroud was not good yesterday for the Texans. That's not just looking at the box score where he had 86 yards. If you watched the game, he was not good yesterday against the Packers, right?
Yep.
When you take a look at Patrick Mahomes, I think if you were to pull out his stats, you would say, all right, he didn't have a good day, man. Like, yeah, two interceptions and didn't throw for 200 yards. And, you know, that wasn't a good day. I think yesterday was the prime example of why you shouldn't just look at a box score, because the run from Mahomes for 33 yards down the sideline, not out of bounds, reminiscent of the AFC title game. Then, of course, the touchdown run he had where he trucks a dude at the goal line. Those are plays that I don't give a damn what the stats are. I don't care that you pull up the MVP odds, and yes, somehow he is a favorite still, and you say, how is he that?
What, he's got six touchdowns? He's on pace for 17 touchdowns and 22 interceptions this year.
It is,
and a career low in yardage.
It's not a good statistical season for him. That's true, but anybody suggesting at all, I know you're not in Kansas City, but outside of Kansas City, anybody suggesting at all that he would still not be the first choice by a mile for you to have as your starting quarterback, you're not watching the games. You're just looking at a box score. Yesterday in particular, Cody, I just felt was the prime example. He went out and made winning plays. Yeah, the numbers weren't good, but he made winning plays, and his team is 6-0. We don't do QB win stats very often, win-loss record, but yesterday was a deal. If they would have like lost the game, maybe we feel differently. I don't know. I just, his performance, they won by 10 points and was really more than that. You know, the stats don't tell the story sometimes. That to me is, that's what I'm trying to say with his performance.
So some weeks, it's so funny because some weeks I do think you can explain it away, but I don't want to try to explain away the bad statistical season he's having overall, because I don't think he's thrown the deep pass well. I do think he's been a little too careless with the football, but yesterday's two interceptions were a ball batted down on the line pick, which usually I'm just like, whatever. I mean, they happen, but like, Mahomes didn't make some ill-advised decision that led to an interception. And the other one, Xavier Worthy fell down. Whether he got shoved to the ground or fell, whatever. His feet stopped being on the ground, and instead his body was on there. People were getting caught up in the semantics yesterday, I think, on social.
Oh, boy.
He, like, well, he got put, whatever. I don't care. He was on the ground.
He lost his footing, however you want to phrase it.
I don't really care what you were. I don't want somebody, because the text line operates like Twitter, where it's going to be like, well, he didn't fall down. I don't care. He was on the ground. Is that ball picked? If Xavier Worthy stays on his two feet, probably not. Xavier Worthy had inside leverage. He was underneath the man who made the interception when he made his break. By the time the ball got there, you would assume, maybe it's not complete, but I assume it's not intercepted. And so yesterday, while he finished with zero passing touchdowns and two interceptions, you could look at that stat and be like, I don't know, man. They moved the ball really well. There was a quarter when I thought Mahomes kind of shut down. I thought he looked bad from about the mid-second quarter or around half to about the mid-third quarter to the beginning of the fourth. That was the only time of the game where I thought, ugh, Mahomes doesn't look very good. The offense doesn't look very good, and they're not moving the ball. The other three quarters, I felt like the offense was effective, worked well, did a nice job. And so I can't just look at the stats yesterday and bury Mahomes. Yesterday was, once again, one of the better games of the season for him. The last two games are two of the better games he's played all year. In the early part of the season, that's where I thought the offense seemed completely out of whack. I actually kind of feel like they have a plan now.
They do, and again, that goes back to our earlier conversation in the first segment about Andy Reid, and nobody's better at just finding ways to get all these pieces. Because this is, again, why the stats can't just be the only story. Nuance is required, either watching the game yesterday or also recognizing that he was down to, for at least one drive, Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Noah Gray, and Travis Kelce. That was who he was throwing the football to. At one point, that was who he had an option to throw the ball to. So that also has to be part of the conversation, that the guy that was his number one receiver heading into the year, Rashee Rice, is done. The what we thought would be the number two receiver hasn't played a snap all year for this team. In Hollywood Brown, like, other teams have injuries, but I'm just saying, like, there is so much more to the story that is required for why it has resulted statistically in this kind of season. But yesterday is why why I kind of just laugh about the stats this year, because whether it's a playoff game or that you know that Patrick Mahomes, 99% of the time, is going to make the play that actually matters.
So the two winning plays, and there were more than two, but the two winning plays you're obviously describing were on the same drive. It is the 33-yard scramble in which Patrick Mahomes dekes a throw, dances on the sideline, very reminiscent of the Tennessee Titans run in the playoffs of his first Super Bowl run. And then, of course, the one-yard run in which he absolutely truck-sticked San Francisco defender Moo. I always want to say Mustafa. Be careful.
It's close.
It's definitely not Mustafa.
Although he pretty much was like Scar to Mufasa in that moment, just sending him to his inevitable death. But Mustafa, who's standing there in the goal line getting absolutely run over, those two plays are why you love Mahomes. Now, I will say, I was surprised. Did you see how many San Francisco 49ers fans were complaining that they need to make that play illegal, like the Kenny Pickett slide, because it's forcing the defender into a no-win situation, as in, if they hit him, it's a 15-yard penalty, but if they don't, those aren't the same at all.
You can still shove him a little bit.
Yeah, no one's forcing you to not push him out of bounds.
Yeah, maybe you can't. You're right. Maybe near the sideline, you feel like you can't go full steam ahead and tackle the guy because of that. I think that's maybe a fair, makes it tough for a defender. But yeah, you can still put your hands on him. Nobody touched him around the sideline. That's just loser talk is all that is from Niners fans. I haven't seen that, if that's really what they're saying.
Oh, it is. Yeah, very much so.
That's loser talk if that's the case. And also, even if you want to have that discussion, any of the great quarterbacks in this league have found one way to get a leg up within the current rules of the game. So that's stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's this slant always works. It's like the guy who's playing. If it's working at the NFL level, people aren't going to stop doing it. But
the tush push is a whole different conversation because that play is just not fun to watch. I told you, like, with the Eagles last year, there's a lot of people. The NFL looked at banning that play. They decided not to.
It's an NFL play.
But it's an NFL play, so they're going to keep on doing it. It's not banned, so I don't think that run from Mahomes is a hell of a lot more entertaining than a tush push, I'll tell you that.
Sure, but taking out entertainment aside, both of those plays are legal, and if they work, why wouldn't you do them? I am so glad he ran over Mustafa on that play because as that play was being snapped, it's not revisionist history because he scored the touchdown, so it would make less sense if I complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Them shotgun snapping from the half-yard line, once I want to pull my hair out.
Every team's
shotgun
doing that in the league,
snap from the half-yard line.
Happens every week, man.
Carson Wentz was in the game earlier. Just let him sneak in.
No, I got excited when
do
I saw,
anything.
By the way. I'll admit, I got excited when I saw Carson Wentz come in near the goal line. You're like, why are you excited to take Patrick Mahomes off the field? The reason why I was excited, I now have at least a little bit of hope that Andy Reid is willing to do what we and others have said for years since the Denver knee injury game, which is just put in the backup, in this case, Carson Wentz, and let him maybe do the QB sneak because we know, I get it, whatever. You won't do it with Patrick Mahomes. And I said, wow, they were willing to put Carson Wentz in that weird play. Maybe, just maybe, there's another wrinkle later. Either an actual
then
QB sneak,
behind the snap.
An actual QB sneak, or a fake QB sneak, something different. Normally, I obviously don't want to take 15 off the field. But man, there's plenty of times where we see QB sneaks are very successful plays. We know they won't do it with Mahomes. So I have now renewed hope that Carson Wentz might actually come playoff time, get in a game on a crucial goal line situation, and they maybe, just maybe, will let him go QB sneak.
Like Mahomes, it is so funny. And I don't know at what point in his career that he won't be able to use his legs the way he's able to use them now. The whole, he's one step faster than everybody who's chasing him. And it doesn't matter if that guy's got 4.3 speed. And he's also stronger than anyone apparently trying to tackle him. I mean, we mentioned earlier, if you look at the way Mustafa is built.
Yeah, the guy is jacked. He also was
ran him over
earlier in the game, just leveling guys, playing incredible. That time Mahomes, you know, what it called leverage, obviously was a huge part of that.
Like his feet were kind of under him.
It was leverage.
He was leaning back a little bit. I think as Mahomes said, I'm a little thicker.
Yeah.
So, you know,
the dad bod won that one, though. The dad bod definitely won that one over the guy that, you know, is absolutely ripped. So good for Mahomes.
Maybe we can have a later conversation later this week of like, how would you grade Patrick Mahomes' season so far? But yesterday's kind of the embodiment of it. Do I think Patrick Mahomes has played perfect football this season? No. Am I down on the way Patrick Mahomes plays football as a whole as it relates to this team's ability to win? Also, no. Like, they obviously are not being held back by Patrick Mahomes.